Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Many years ago, there was a little girl. Her name was Goldilocks. She did not have brothers or sisters or any friends, so she was alone and was feeling sad. There were no children to play with. Goldilocks lived in a very small house next to the forest. Her mother told her not to go into the forest alone, so Goldilocks never went there. One day, Goldilocks was very bored because she had no one to play with, so she decided to go into the forest, which was next to her house. It was a lovely warm day, so she walked for many hours and went into the middle of the forest. Now she didn't know where she was. In this part of the forest lived a family of bears. But Goldilocks did not know this. The first was a very big bear, the father bear. The second was a smaller bear, the mother bear. And the third was a very small bear, which was the baby bear. They all lived together in a little house in the middle of the forest, and they were very happy. Suddenly, Goldilocks saw the bear's house. She stopped and thought, "What shall I do?" So she decided to go inside the house and find out who lived there. She opened the door and looked inside the house, but there was no one in the house. The bears were at the village, so they were not in their house. On the table in the dining room, there was some soup. Every day the bears ate soup for breakfast. There were three bowls on the table. One was a very big bowl, which was Father Bear's bowl. There was a smaller bowl for Mother Bear and a very small bowl for Baby Bear. Goldilocks was very hungry. There was no one in the house, so she decided to eat some soup. Goldilocks picked up a spoon and ate some soup from the very big bowl. "Oh, it's very hot," she said. But she was very hungry, so she decided to eat some more soup. This time she wanted to eat some soup from the mother bear's bowl, but it was too hot, so she ate some soup from the very small bowl. The soup in the very small bowl was very nice, so she ate all the soup. Then she saw three chairs next to a wall. One was very big. She sat on it, but it was very hard. "Oh dear, it's very hard," she said. Then she sat on the chair in the middle, which was smaller than the first chair, but bigger than the smallest chair. It was soft, but she didn't like it, so she sat on the smallest chair. "This is lovely," she said. But the chair was very small, and she was too big, so the chair broke. Goldilocks then got up and walked around the room. She was bored again. Suddenly, she saw some stairs in the middle of the house. Goldilocks decided to climb the stairs. When she was at the top of the stairs, she saw a bedroom. She went into the bedroom and saw three beds. There was a very big bed, a smaller bed, and a bed that was very small. Goldilocks was tired, so she thought, "I will sleep now." She jumped on the biggest bed. It was very hard, so she jumped on the smaller bed, but she didn't like it because it was too soft. Then she jumped on the smallest bed. It was lovely. She decided to sleep in the very small bed. Later in the morning, the bears came back home. They were very hungry and wanted to eat their soup, but something was wrong. "Who ate some of my soup?" said the angry father bear. "And who ate some of my soup?" asked the angry mother bear. "And who ate all of my soup?" asked the baby bear, and then he started crying. Father Bear was very angry. Then he saw his chair. "Someone sat on my chair," he said, and now he was very, very angry. Suddenly, Mother Bear asked, "Who sat on my chair?" Then Baby Bear started crying again. "Someone sat on my chair and broke it." The bears understood that someone was in their house. They decided to find the animal or child that came to their house. First, they looked downstairs. Then they went upstairs and looked in their bedroom. Suddenly, Father Bear said, "Someone slept in my bed." Then Mother Bear said, "And someone slept in my bed too." Baby Bear then said, "And someone is sleeping in my bed now." But Goldilocks didn't hear them. She was sleeping and dreaming about the forest and her home. Then suddenly she woke up and saw the three bears. She was very frightened. Goldilocks jumped out of the bed and ran downstairs. She then ran very fast into the forest and did not stop until she was at her home. She was still very frightened. She decided never to go into the forest again alone. Now she only plays outside her home, and she has never gone back to the bear's house.